the game, we do put our body on the lines for it, but I will say the NRL is on a whole lot more these days to make sure players are safe.
The Bigger Sports Breakfast, 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, TAB and USG Boral.
New South Wales Harness Racing has the Carnival of Cups.
And we had Wagga Wagga Harness Racing on last night. Fred Hastings joins me. Fred, good morning.
G'day, Simon. Yes, they played host to a Carnival of Cups. The caravan rolls on today to Narrabri. There's a big meeting coming up at Young. I'll tell you a little bit more about them later in our little segment here. But yes, last night was Wagga. I was bound for Newcastle. Arrived at the track and basically got a phone call saying, you can turn around. And I said, well, I'm already here. But, yeah. pointed the chariot back home and 5 hours spent in the car. I enjoyed your presentation last night. There was some great racing at the Gallops yesterday anyway.
So what time did you arrive at Newcastle?
I got there at... I decided to leave a bit early than I normally would, so I got there probably at about 20 to 5, or 25 to 5, around that time, and, got the phone call as I was coming down the driveway and saw floats going past me and people sort of, you know, signalling with their hands, you know, and
trying to wave you back.
You can turn around and go home. So I said, not until I find a bathroom. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, well, it's happened to a few people. Gosford called off yesterday. Our presenters arrived on track. 60 seconds later, it was called off. So
I had some contact with Jace. And, so, look, the big wet, it's amazing, you know. To think, Simon, what an amazing country we live in. About 3 weeks ago, we were sweltering with 45-degree temperatures. Meetings were called off, postponed, I should say, due to the heat, and one or two were even called off due to the extreme heat conditions. And then, 3 weeks later, this torrential rain, quite incredible.
Well, it's got to be torrential for a harness meeting to get called off, doesn't it? Because normally the harness meetings can cope with the rain.
Yeah, look, a lot of our tracks are in really good nick and they cope. What happened yesterday is that they just had so much rain that it created, ruts in the track, particularly on the bends. And the steward in charge of the meeting, Mr. Todd Clark, he contacted me to say the meeting was off, and he said that they tried to do some remedial work to get the track suitable for racing, but he said we're in all sorts of trouble. And as I was coming down the driveway, I could see this massive cloud, and I thought if this hits, it's just going to deluge the track. And sure enough, they made the call to call it off. And then about 3 or 4 minutes later, the storm hit, and there was heavy rain, and there was thunder, and it was just they were up against it with the volume of rain. But there was some track damage that they tried to rectify, but unfortunately, in the circumstances, couldn't. And you think about the amount of meetings lost at Menangle. I can only recall one in June of last year. Around long weekend time, or might have been the week before the long weekend, and that was an absolute deluge. That track stands up. Menangle is it's the yardstick as far as I'm concerned for tracks in terms of their wet weather capabilities. And just yesterday, Newcastle were up against it, Simon, unfortunately.
As far as news goes over the last 7 days, I see Lenny the Shark has now been announced Australia's richest bred entire.
Yeah, look, with his stakes earnings, he becomes the richest pacing entire, which, when you consider he's won a Miracle Mile, he's won an Inter Dominion and all the other great features that he's won along the way. He's an amazing horse and deserves his title as holding that mantle. It's amazing to think now what the stakes monies are worth, and you should never compare champions of yesteryear, but he's a deserved champion in the modern day, and he's the richest entire. On Friday, a Group 1 Trotters race was run at Cranbourne as part of their Cup program, and Sonny Ruby won that for Sonia Smith and Anthony Butt. The Group 2 Cranbourne Cup to I'm Causing Terror. That man again, Simon, Chris Alford, he won 3 on the night. He also partnered the very classy Menengate, who won an M1 later on in the program. So, the good horses, they're probably starting to eye off some of the feature races in Queensland, and then you've got the young horses that'll be looking towards Jules' births in New Zealand. But it's been a big week in New South Wales, Simon, as far as the the racing goes. Narrabri had a non-tabber last week. Lola Wiedemann, out of the seven races, I think it was seven races from memory, trained four and takes a big team to Narrabri for their Carnival of Cups tab meeting today. Stacey Wiedemann drove two winners. At Newcastle last week, Nathan Zera picked up three and Laura Spencer drove two. Craig Cross trained a double. Sam and Scott Hewitt, they combined for doubles Monday. Blake Fitzpatrick, he trained three winners at Menangle on Tuesday. Also, John and Todd McCarthy combined for doubles, and Jack Traynor drove three winners. And then Parks, what about this? Amanda drove four winners, trained two. Steve trained three winners, Steve Turnbull. But Amanda drove four, trained two, and then backed it up at on Friday, Friday at Bathurst, where Amanda drove two and trained one. So big weeks for Amanda and Steve Turnbull. And at Penrith on Thursday, Chris Geary drove two winners, continuing his outstanding form.
Well, you mentioned we had the Carnival of Cups head to Wagga Wagga last night. Let's take in a replay of, firstly, the Wagga Wagga Derby.
They're down the back in 29 and 8, and they're about to level up in the lane. Maxedius is still going okay. He's going to be first for home. Our triple play's reeling off its back three wide. Maxedius is still in front, has a little bit left. Our triple play coming at him. Maxedius is in front. He's holding on. He's done enough. He'll win. Maxedius. Maxedius got home to win the derby from our triple play in 28 black. In behind them, Corby Jolt. Followed.
So Maxedius getting the cash in the derby, Freddie, and the first of a double, the feature double for Jack Traynor.
Yeah, look, Maxedius led all the way there and got in by 1.7 metres, and it was a contrasting double because he led all the way on Maxedius but came from second last at the bell with She's Sugar Sweet.
They're down the back and Chantry's travelling beautifully, the leader on the out.
Sorry about that, Freddie. I've got to go one further down. That was the Wagga Pacing Cup. Let's have a listen to the Oaks.
They've reached the 400-metre corner and a really good finish. She's Sugar Sweet going to be the widest on the turn. 30.2 was the back straight quarter as Simply Clever moves up on the outside. She's Sugar Sweet's there to pounce. I feel one of these two fillies will win it. Major League is struggling to fight on. It's Simply Clever in front. She's Sugar Sweet is coming hard on the outside. Simply Clever and She's Sugar Sweet, but She's Sugar Sweet is sweet enough tonight. Wins it by 3 metres. Second, Simply Clever. Third.
That's the Oaks there. She's Sugar Sweet. A little hard to say that one, Fred.
Not the easiest of names to spit out at speed. I've called She's Sugar Sweet at Penrith the past few, and I think she raced at Menangle as well. And I think even the legend of the Riverina, Alan Hull, had a little bit of trouble right at the end there spitting out She's Sugar Sweet.
Yeah, you know it's a hard
when naming horses, Simon.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's a tricky name when even Alan Hull can't spit it out.
But it was a tricky, there was no tricks left for the others when Jack Traynor unfurled the spinnaker, as Alan would say, on She's Sugar Sweet, and Jack's our special guest this morning.
Yeah, Jack joins us now. Jack, good morning to you.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on.
Good as gold, Jack. Look, you had a terrific start to the season. You're sitting already on 36 wins. A personal milestone attained on Tuesday when you landed the prize in the first race that notched up your 200 career winning drives. That would have been a big thrill for a man so young at age just 22.
Yeah, it was. I'd been stuck on 199 for a while. I was starting to think I was a bit jinxed, but it was probably more of a relief winning that race. And then after that, everything started rolling really good and ended up having a good week.
Yeah, well, you ended up with three. That you won the first race on Tuesday. That brought up the 200, and then you won another two races on the program after that. But how long have you been driving in Australia now, Jack?
I've been in Australia for just over 3 years now, I think it is.
Mm. You made a good fist of it because you drove 60 winners last year. As I said, you're already on track to get past that, I feel, with 36 already for the season. And you're in a pretty enviable position because you're doing a lot of work. You work aside from freelance driving for Blake Fitzpatrick, and his stable are going gangbusters at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Blake and Lisa have got a really good team behind them at the moment, and very grateful that they back me 100% with my driving and give me the opportunity to drive their horses. All of their owners are really good. And, yeah, it's definitely a stable that a young driver like myself is very happy to be a part of.
Well, it'd be a great learning environment for you as well, Jack.
Yes, but especially off. I think that Blake's definitely helped me iron out my driving a lot of late. He, as everyone would know, he's a very good driver himself, if not one of the best. And he's a good teacher, so every time he gives a bit of advice, I take it and run with it. And yeah, hopefully he can make a good driver of me.
And have horses always been in your life? You've been here for 3 years. You obviously worked in New Zealand with horses. How long have you been involved in harness racing, even in the early days?
Yeah, I've always been pretty heavily involved. My mum and dad have a few horses in New Zealand, but I went to started working for Crandall Giddy in my school holidays when I was a bit younger, and from there it sort of just snowballed, and I made the move over to Australia when I was 18 and really focused on my driving after that.
Pretty handy teacher to have in New Zealand, mind you. We talked about how good it was learning under Blake, but Crandall Giddy, that's a pretty handy teacher as well.
Yeah, that's right. He's obviously very good, and he's a lot like Blake. He's a good teacher and always full of advice. So, yeah, every time you can work with high-profile people like them, you've got to learn from them, and hopefully, you know, they can teach me things that I'll work on.
As I said at the top of the intro there, Jack, there were contrasting drives. You led all the way on Max Sentis. You had a little bit of a battle at the start, then you had to sustain a tack for the lead there when I Am Serengeti came up. He ultimately broke and you went on to lead all the way, but you came home in 58.8, always seemed to have the race in control, and you've got to remember this is a horse that ran fifth to a handy horse called Vincent in the Derby heats at Menangle.
Yeah, that's right. We probably had to burn a bit harder than we wanted to, but yeah, he's a really nice horse around a half-mile track especially, and once he's down the front, he hugs those corners like a greyhound and just made it a lot harder for those couple that were the ones to beat that were had to give me a head start. So once he got back to me and relaxed again, he was always going to take a lot of running again.
Gives the impression too, Jack, he's not, one-dimensional. He can come from back in the field. We've seen him perform very well at other tracks closer to home, and yet last night he led all the way, and as I said, was taken on a few times. So he's got a bit of bottom to him, I think.
He has, yeah. He's at home. He can just work anything. And, you know, he's such a tractable horse now, and he's got such good speed, so he's going to be a horse that's going to win a lot of races, and especially probably on those smaller tracks, they just seem to suit him with his, point-to-point speed. So, you know, he's going to be a horse that's going to be quite exciting.
And as I said, it was a contrasting win because with She's Sugar Sweet, she was second last at the Bell. You had to make a run. It was quite a clever drive because you sort of seemed to let go on her going down the back straight, and then you restrained looking to get something to flush out and give you some tag into the race, and that's exactly how it panned out. I thought it was an outstanding drive on your part, and it certainly helped to find the line because you were then able to peel four wide on that final bend.
Yeah, I think it was more lucky than smart race.
Now, give yourself a rap, Jack. Here's a chance, mate. It was a great drive, right?
Oh, we'll take it, but it all just panned out really well.
Yeah,
she's a horse that's got really good speed, so when cover came out, and I knew that she had a good enough speed just to save her up for the home straight, it worked really good, and she's just going to come back so good this season. She's won three now, and she's just relaxing good now, and using it, saving all her energy to use her speed, and she's going to be a horse as well that through Bathurst, and I think people are going to have a good look at.
Yeah, I think she, again, with her, you mentioned relax, she just seems so nice and balanced on that final turn, and the last, I don't know, 50, 60 metres, you just seem to have total control. You seem to sit up on her and she just cruised down to the wire. I thought she was very impressive last night. And as you say, it augurs well for what lie ahead for her in the balance of the season. Particularly, I think Bathurst should be a track that will suit her.
Yeah, I think so. It's so nice to drive a horse that you can let her go and then she comes back to you when you need to. Her speed's very good also, like Cynthia's, but yeah, the way she's racing at the moment, and she's just loving her work, and she's going to be a nice filly.
All right, Jack. Well, look, it's been a good season thus far. As I said last year, you're in the top 10. You're sitting in the top 10 again this season with 36, but some of the wins are really starting to find their way your way. And as I said, while you're linked with Blake's stable, it's certainly quite fortuitous coming into, you know, rich carnivals like Bathurst and the like. So well done on last night. It was a nice little feature double to Annex, and I no doubt we'll see you at the track in coming days.
Great. Thank you very much, guys.
Jack Traynor there, Simon. He's a young man. He's 22, but he's to me, he's very patient. I think that's one of Jack's great virtues as a driver. He just seems very relaxed. He doesn't seem, too stressed out by what's going on around him, and he's patient, and we see that in a lot of his driving wins. I think he's a very, very talented reinsman, only a young bloke and quite well spoken. It was good to catch up with him after his double last night.
Righto, Freddie. Before we wrap it up, how does the week ahead look?
Well, I mentioned Narrabri, Simon. They've got a big program today, the Carnival of Cups. I mentioned the Wiedemann's taking, I think it's 20 horses down there. They're no doubt going to be very much to the fore, but there's some handy horses in a few of the features locally that'll certainly stretch them. Bankstown race tomorrow. Menangle on Tuesday afternoon with Albury on Tuesday night. Dubbo in the Central West on Wednesday. Back to Penrith Thursday. Menangle have a Friday meeting. They've taken the Friday slot for their Metro meetings, and they've got a Group 3 Mares race on Friday afternoon with Bathurst racing on Friday night. And then on Saturday, there's a non-tabber at Broken Hill. Newcastle, that's where I'm heading, back up to Newcastle. Hopefully the weather gods are playing nice. And Young have their massive Carnival of Cups featuring the Cup, the Oaks and the Derby. Just on the Cup last night too, just a quick mention to Shane Sanderson and Chris Geary. You started playing our replay there. Chantre, they picked up the Cup there last night at Wagga. Chantre, Shane Sanderson, and have Man Will Travel, Chris Geary, again with another winner.
Good stuff, Freddie. Always good to chat to you on a Sunday morning. Thanks for your help, and we'll talk again next week.
Always a pleasure, Simon. Have a good week, mate.
Fred Hastings there. It's 14 to 11 in just a moment. Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, and we'll talk about the big Group 1 racing from the Meadows last night.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out best.
Everyone's on their way
to the championship.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The country championships are coming to Wellington.
Come on, come on, come on.
Championships, Wellington, Sunday, March 12.
Every Monday morning, catch the latest Greyhound news on Going Greyhounds.
This week, focusing on the Richmond Derby and Oak Series.
Plus, highlights of the weekend's racing.
Going Greyhounds.
Monday morning at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio 1017 AM.
Our next caller, Tom, has something to say to a special loved one.
It's the horse, clearly innocent. Just love him. Backed him at the country championships at Royal Randwick in 2016. Weaved his way through traffic and raced straight into my heart.
Stunning, Tom.
Yeah.
It's easy to love a bet this autumn because we've got hard racing offers on all the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Bet you love that.
TAB. We love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
The stars shine daily in Greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
It was Group 1 Greyhound racing at the Meadows last night. Stuart Turner's with me now. Stu, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks. Terrific racing from the Meadows last night.
There certainly was. Highlighted, of course, with the Group 1 Sky Racing Australian Cup and an amazing win for Fanta Bale. Now, she's won two Group 1s before, Simon, but she looked to have a huge task last night. But what a win for that greyhound. She stormed home to win that one for Robbie Britton. A great effort by Fanta Bale to get a win over that, unbelievable field at the Meadows last night.
Yeah, if you missed the race, let's take in a replay of last night's Group 1 Australian Cup.
Racing. Lightning Frank missed the start and away very fast there. Fanta Bale going very quickly out wide with Aston Bolero. Out of the straight, it's pretty tight as that first turn. Getting through on the inside there. Fanta Bale lead narrowly tackled again by Aston Bolero. Aeroplane Bomber's third and they were followed by Monaro Minnelli. Imminent Reality followed by Blazing Bomber. Lightning Frank back at the tail of a Bat Machine off the back straight. Aston Bolero the leader. Railing up on the inside as Fanta Bale and they're clear. Imminent Reality and Aeroplane Bomber in the straight and Fanta Bale goes for home. She's raced away to win the Australian Cup. Evident Reality second, third Aeroplane Bob, followed by Aston Bolero, then came Bat Machine.
So Fantabale winning the Group 1 Australian Cup last night for trainer Robbie Britton. And Robbie joins us online now. Robbie, good morning and congratulations.
Yeah, hi Stuart. Yeah, no, it was really, really good.
Robbie, how much of a chance did you think Fantabale had from box 8 against the field of this quality?
Well, I sort of talked myself out of it. I thought I couldn't see how she was going to get across. But the way she just jumped so well that she put herself into the race. So it was a very good night to do it, to show your best form.
And it was. And look, she got into a bit of a scrimmage at that first corner. Just put us in your shoes. Was your heart in your mouth watching that race? Must have been a real roller coaster for you.
Yeah, it was, because when she jumped so well, and then on the first turn, her and Aston Bolero came together, and then she hit the running rail, and I was just so gutted. I thought we'd blow any a chance, but somehow both those two dogs still came out of it running first and second, so there's obviously trouble behind in the backwash as well. But watching it a number of times, it was quite a rough race, and I think that the dogs from behind really struggled to get into the race because of that.
Yeah, that's right. But what does that say about her strength and her will to win, Robbie, that, you know, she was able to go through that and still motor home absolutely fantastically?
Yeah, look, she's a fantastic chaser. She doesn't know how to run a bad race. Look, someone mentioned yesterday that she's run a place every start since last September. So, you know, like, for a dog to do that, she's just certainly, she's got a will to win, that's for sure.
Yeah, you touched on her consistency there. I think 20 wins from 29 starts there. Robbie, you've had plenty of good greyhounds over the years, but where does Fantabale rate for you? Certainly in consistency, she must be up there with the best.
Oh, absolutely. She's right there. I struggle to compare dogs. Right at the moment, she's definitely the best we've got. But look, you go back over a lot of years, and there's been good dogs as well. But, you know, I guess you measure dogs on group success, and so she's right up there to win three group races, you know, she's still got, you know, time up her sleeve for another one. But to do that, I guess you've got to rate her right up there with the best.
And, Robbie, I think if things had gone to the original plan, she wouldn't have even been involved in the series last night. Is that right? I think you had plans for different races with her.
Yeah, well, straight after the Sale Cup over the 680, I decided to step her up to the 700, and I'd actually entered her for the Meadows, and she pulled up sore from the Sale Cup, so I pulled her out. So, and then she had 5 to 6 weeks off, so we started back in the sprinting, but... As I say, as fate has it, if she hadn't pulled up sore, she probably would have been running over 700 now. So it's a, you know, those are the things that makes you look as though you've done the right thing, but it was just fluke, really.
Well, not a bad fluke to win 250,000. And Robbie, up here in New South Wales, we're interested to see now, will she have a crack at the Golden Easter Egg in a few weeks?
I would say most likely. You know, my plan had always been to step her up to 700 to see if she could stay, and then maybe if she couldn't, then drop back. But it may be just too close to do that now, so I may stick with the sprinting until later in the year anyway. So the way she's going, I don't see any reason to change things up at the moment.
Robbie, that was your third Australian Cup, and obviously you've been there, you've seen it, you've bought the T-shirt, but I'm just interested, what keeps you going? What keeps motivating you, mate, to be involved in the sport? What keeps driving you?
Oh, I've got a passion for the sport, you know, both racing and seeing it do well. And, you know, some people, I grew up with a lead in my hand, and we just love to do it. It's what we do and what we love to do. But, look, certainly... getting a really good dog like a Space Star or a Fantabale really puts a spring in your step. So, and it's the dream. You know, when you're walking dogs or hands flipping dogs, you're always hoping that this one could be the next good dog. So that's what keeps you going, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. And look, Robbie, it's been such a rollercoaster time for everybody in the sport over the last couple of years, you included, I'm sure. But when you have a night like the Meadows last night with a great crowd, wonderful atmosphere, great racing, how much, I guess, optimism does it give you for the future of the sport?
Oh, look, anyone that was there last night would come away thinking this is just a brilliant sport and a brilliant show that they'd put on. So, you know, like it does give you optimism, and, you know, you just got to hope that those positives outweigh the negatives in the long run. But we've just got to keep doing it. We've got to keep the that presentation and that image up, because there's certainly people out there who want to bring us down.
Look, Robbie, it's always great to speak to you. I always enjoy it. Congratulations. You deserve every bit of the success you get. Well done on last night with that win for Fantabale.
Good on you. Thanks, Stuart.
Rightio, so Robbie Britton joining us there. So Fantabale taking out the Group 1 Australian Cup. What about the Superstars Group 1s, Jim?
Yeah, that's right, Simon. I mean, all eyes, of course, were on the brilliant stay of Burn 1 down, the red-hot favourite. He just couldn't get into the race, though, and it was his kennel mate, Trip to Eden, who took that one out. A brilliant win for Trip to Eden, a great come-from-behind effort in that one to get that win for Jason Thompson. Congratulations to Jason and Connections.
Yeah, let's have a listen to Trip to Eden winning the Superstars last night.
Racing now. Burn One Down jumped away pretty well near the outside, away fast there. Teddy Minnelli goes straight to the lead, settling down. Burn One Down to about third last as they race to the top of the straight on the first round. Lirabelle second, but down the straight and up to go. Teddy Minnelli the leader. Lirabelle second, 3 lengths away. Dundee Calypso, then Trip to Eden, followed further back then by It's a Fling. 2 lengths away then came Azurite. Burn One Down is second last as they turn to the back straight. Spots the leader, a huge start. And about 2 lengths away then came Obi Kenobi. Coming off the back straight, Teddy Minnelli the leader. 2 lengths out in front of Alira Vale, followed then by Trip to Eden, Dundee Calypso. Burn One Down is back last, turning for home. Into the straight, Teddy Minnelli the leader. Here's Trip to Eden bursting through. Trip to Eden got the run, takes leader, won the Superstars from Teddy Minnelli, followed by Alira Vale. Then came It's a Fling, Dundee
Calypso. Jason Thompson's Trip to Eden taking out the first of the Group 1s last night in the Superstars, but Burn One Down, a long odds on favourite. Stewie didn't run a drum.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as we heard there, he did actually come out great for once. That's normally his failure. Sometimes can be a little bit slow. Apparently, he did pick up a bit of an injury during the race, Simon, which obviously may have hampered him. Hopefully, he'll be back in a couple of weeks. But take nothing away from Trip to Eden. That was an absolutely fantastic run by that greyhound.
Rightio, so that was the action from the Meadows last night. We lost the meeting at Richmond on Friday night, Stu, due to the rain. But it was to be the heats of the Richmond Derby and the Oaks, and that meeting has gone back a week, and the final will now be run on the 17th of March.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, as you said, the weather beating us on Friday night at Richmond. Both these series looked absolutely brilliant. New fields for these due out on Tuesday. I'm sure we'll still get some superb races there. As I mentioned last week, I'll stick with Brad Hillbilly. He was entered into this series. I'll stick with him for the Derby. And for the Oaks, well, I would probably keep an eye on Uphill Jill, the Victorian, who was also entered for this series.
Rightio, so Richmond on this Friday night, those heats. Now, Wentworth Park last night, good win by Nanga Thunder, so that's one of the chances heading into the Easter Egg.
Yeah, you're not wrong. That was a great win from Nanga Thunder from Box 8 in that race. And, yeah, as you mentioned there, Simon, keep an eye on this greyhound. Got a fantastic record at Wentworth Park, really consistent. And, with the Golden Easter Egg coming up on the horizon, I think Nanga Thunder possibly one to watch there. And we also saw an excellent performance from Stars Alight, underlining her status as one of New South Wales' best stayers at the moment, with a great win for Dean Swain over the 720 metres. She's probably one to keep an eye on for the Group 1 Association Cup, which is coming up as well in a few weeks.
All right, Stewie, what's the summary of New South Wales meetings coming up over the next week?
Yeah, we've got plenty to look forward to, as ever. We've got the Twilight meeting down at Canberra today, and then in New South Wales this week, well, tomorrow there's the meetings at Nowra, Bathurst and Grafton. Tuesday, it's back to Gosford and Lismore. Wednesday, it's Wentworth Park again and Richmond. Thursday, they jump at Maitland and Dapto. Friday, we've got racing at Casino, the Gardens and Richmond. Hopefully, we'll have better luck with the weather this time there for that terrific meeting with the Derby and the Oaks Heat. And then Saturday, it's back to Wentworth Park, Bulleye and the Gardens again. So loads to look forward to as ever. I'm really looking forward to it. And of course, for your fields form and expert picks, check out thedogs.com.au.
Good on you, Stewie. Good to chat to you. We'll catch you again next Sunday.
You take care, mate. Have a great week.
It's coming up to 11 o'clock. Shortly, Kel O'Rourke with a couple of best bets for Canberra Greyhounds. And Amanda Rando then will take a look at Narrabri as the Carnival of Cups heads to Narrabri this afternoon. But first of all, let's take the second from Tekapua in New Zealand.
And Warren Clellan, Concrete Mobile Pace. 1,800 metres, the second on Quinton Oaks Builders Stratford Cup Day. Beautiful day it is too in Stratford. Sitting ready, green light is up. Starter Gavin Benton sends them on their journey. Burning Rain's out well. But just wanted to shy there, Burning Rain, coming down to the post. So Sarah Brown through on the inside. Burning Rain now gathers momentum again to go and get the lead. They're followed by Knight's Desire, El Imagination, out wide to go Paddy. Stephanie Sinclair's back in the field with Heavenly Mate.